As we're holding on the last daf of Maseches Ma'akot, daf Chaftes Amud Aleph, I want to share with you a beautiful tshuva that was written by Meir Shapiro that has to do very much with today's daf. So this tshuva was written in Chav Gimel Cheshvan Tafresh Pei Dalet. This was in the beginning, the first cycle of the daf of Yomi, all the way in the beginning, and is a response to a question that Meir Shapiro got from a chevra, a shir of Lende Daf Yomi in Berlin. And their question was the following question. They came to the end of the Masechta, and it doesn't say what it was. It's very mistaber. It was Maseches Brachos. It was all the way in the beginning. And they realized that the last daf in the Masechta was not a daf. It was just a basically a half an amid, just like we have over here in Mud Cotton. It's a half an amid. It's hardly a half an amid. Just a couple lines of Gemara. And the question was, could there be Yaitza, their chiv, to learn daf yaimi by learning a half an amid? When the Mekabel to learn daf yaimi, it's like a netter. The Mekabel to learn a blad a day. Every day they have to learn a daf. This is not a blot, just a couple lines of Gemara, just like we have over here in Ma'id Katan, and perhaps they're not Yetzir V'chiv with that, and they have to make sure to learn a full blot of Gemara, to be Yetzir V'chiv, to learn a daf a day. So if we do that, also we're going to have a problem over here then in Ma'id Katan, just a couple lines, daf Chavtas Amud Aleph, and perhaps we're not Yetzir our Kabbalah to learn daf Yemi, if it's considered a Kabbalah, and one would have to be Mashlim and make sure to learn a full blot of Gemara. So Rav Meir Shapiro writes him an answer, and he starts off with praising them for learning daf yomi. It's written, he says, "Laimdim hacharedim ledvar Hashem v'tarasa kibbutz lamed daf yomi be'er Berlin." To the laimdim hacharedim ledvar Hashem, who fear the word of Hashem in Berlin. So he says, "Michtavam higiyani, I got your letter v'samachti livado kigam b'chug hacharedim v'eretz Ashkenaz." I'm happy to hear that even in Ashkenaz, in Germany, in Western Europe, matza hachlatas haknesia agdaila kan b'libaisam, that they're mekabel with the knesia agdaila was Misakin, Rameh Shapiro's Takana, Lakachas, Chevel, Bashir, Ilam, Mishal, Daf Yomi, to be involved in Daf Yomi, the Tesli, Balmadasi, and I hope I'll get Schar in the world to come, Ki Zachisi, Lios, Ben Mizaki, Harabim, that I was able to be between the Mizaki, Harabim. And then he goes about Derek Shalasim, about Yerushalayim, Ma Yasim, Adaf, Racham, Mesim, and Masakhto, Shem, Adaf, Shalim, Ichashav, Zeladaf, is it considered a Daf? It came in Shekibla, Alem, Havali, Kenedr, Muchyam, Lim, Adaf, Shalim, Daf, maybe you have to learn Badafka a whole blot and make sure to be Mashlim. And he goes on to say that there's a makom to say that it is considered a neder, and you were mekabel to learn a daf a day. But he says it's not a problem because when he was miyasa the daf yomi, the kavana was they took into tachashbon, took into consideration that there are going to be certain days where it's not a full daf, it's only half an amid, like the end of a masechta, and that was part of the chashbon because the chashbon was to make a siyum ashas and roshana lilanus on Tu Bishvat Tafresh Sari Aleph 1931. So he says adaita the hachi nadu mitchila. That was the kavana of the. The Takanam Daf Yomi, the certain days, it won't be a full, what we call a Daf Gemara, but even a couple lines, and if, as long as that is considered the last Daf in the Masechta, that is today's Daf, that is enough to be Yetzir the Neder, so you have nothing to worry about. And then he went on to bring other Rayas, beautiful Rayas from a Gemara in Gittin, a Gemara Menachis, that even a half a Daf is considered a Daf, so even Lefi, your Taina, it is considered a Daf, but Lamaisi came out that it's not a problem, and you could be Yetzir with that Daf, even though it's not a full Daf. And Huadin Ladidan, learning the last staff of my Khan, Chavtas Amud Aleph, would not be a problem, and he could be Yetzir Chiv, even if he had a mind and had a Kabbalah to learn a daf a day. This is considered a daf, and you don't have to be Mashalmet, you don't have to do more. And I'll end off reading the bracha that he gave to the Lemde Daf Ayemi in Berlin, which should be a bracha for all the Lemde Daf Ayemi today as well. And he says, L'chu hala b'kechachem zeh. We should continue with the kach, l'kva shi'urim kesedim yom b'yemi, to make shi'urim kesedim every single day. To learn the daf, you should have a chelik with all the lem daf yomi around the world. It's a very chashuv avoda in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the beautiful words that Rameh Shapiro ended his tshuva with. They should be zeichet to continue learning daf yomi together with everyone else around the world, and we should be zeichet as well to continue to be mechazek and limud of shirim kesedim every day to learn the daf yomi, to be mechazek and to be amal and to be ma'ayan. And to get a klekad and the daf, and should be zeicha to learn many more sfarim and masechtas and l'saimim, and to be zeicha to finish all of Shas.